What are those metal things around the keg that holds it together?
I've never known. I don't know.
Or, you know, some kegs are wooden?
Yeah.
They got two...
Realm, I really don't have a word for it.
Okay. A few years ago, it was real popular, these little plastic things that people spun around their bodies and they...
Hula hoop, you know.
Okay. So they would... Just in return, mm-hmm. just talking about hoop. How about... expensive wine usually has what sealant?
Cork.
Okay. Now, if you had...
Why are you going to ask me about drinking? My head just started crowding again. I don't know what I'm going to do with Howard today in this meeting.
All right. I hope you don't mind if I push a little bit, because I'm just going to try to get a certain pronunciation.
Okay.
If you're wondering why I'm picking up faster than normal. All right, now, you mentioned cork. Now, if you had material like one of these glass cruets, that, you know, these really expensive brandy bottles or something, mm-hmm. that didn't have a cork, the material that stopped it, it had maybe a different material like glass, would you still call it a cork?
I wouldn't call it anything. I really don't have one. I wouldn't know what to call it. Really.
All right, well, anything else. Like, you know, if it wasn't cork and it was...
Just a stopper, you know, that would be the only thing I can think of, really.
Okay. How about the musical instrument about that long? It's got little holes in it, you play it like this?
Mouth harp, harmonica, juice harp. We used to call them all those.
Okay, and how about the little harp that's C-shaped, has two little prongs come out here, you put it between your teeth and you clang it like this?
Juice harp, really.
Okay. And what's the thing that you pound nails with?
Hammer.
All right. If you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden thing between the horses?
What is it? Tell me. I don't know.
Okay. If you don't know, just say no.
I don't know anything about it.
I have to ask him anything.
Yeah, okay.
You might know.
I have no idea as to what they're called.
Okay. If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him between the what?
I don't know.
All right. How about the steel outside of a wagon wheel? Would you know what that is?
I guess you would call it the rim. I'm not sure.
Okay. If a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
I don't know.
Okay.
We didn't have a horse.
All right, let's suppose that there was a log in the road, so you tie a rope to it, and you would have to do what with it?
I guess pull it out the road.
Really. Okay, what's another word for pull in that sense? You're going to have to, maybe two or three of you are going to have to, it's a big...
Lift, pull, that's about the only thing I can remember.
All right, even now, some people might get a car and soup them up, put big slicks on the back, and go out to a strip.
Drag.
Okay. And if now in reference to the log, let's say you did that yesterday, you did what with it?
I guess I dragged the log out of the road.
Okay. And you might say he had, in reference to the same word?
Drug.
Okay. And in the springtime when people on farms, what do they do? What is it called when they break the ground the first time?
Toil.
Okay. What's it called when they, you know, when they turn it and make those long rows?
Furrow. I guess that's what you call it. Furrow the soil.
Okay.
Big furrows.
All right. How about up north when it snows? You know, they get out there with a what to clean off the roads? What do they call it? A snow
plow.
Okay. And after the old farmer has plowed up his field, in order to break it down into real smaller pieces so they can be worked, what would you call it? What was the implement used for that? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay, what's a wheel of a wagon fastened onto?
The axle.
Okay. And what might you call the X-shaped frame that you'd perhaps lay a log on for cutting? You know, for wood, cutting wood?
X-shaped. A horse, I guess. Would it be I guess it would be a horse. We used to call them wood horses, I guess. That was the only thing I could think of.
All right, and then there's an A-shaped one that carpenters use. You know,
that's the horse.
Right.
Okay, now, I don't know what the X-shaped thing is.
Okay.